Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Hi, welcome. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in this week and every week to your weekly wellness radio station, well-named. We are also available on podcast at kxoradio.com, so if you like this show or like any of the other shows that we do, you can go back and re-listen, you can go back and cut and paste in your browser, you can post them on your Facebook page, you can send them to Uncle Ted by email. So however you want to share that stuff, please listen in, value what we're doing, and because we're doing it for you, and share it, okay? All right, so we are here, and we have a show. We're continuing our series. We're actually doing a series of the adult clinics, and so we're talking a little bit about the clinics that they're running. They have different types of clinics, a resource center clinic and an anxiety and depression clinic. And after we've done those shows, which we have, then we kind of jump in and look at their evidence-based therapy treatment models.
And evidence-based, we mean that they are proven therapies. It's, again, which I've mentioned in previous shows, it's not talk therapy, where you will lay down on a cushiony bed and just talk for years and years and years. These are actually evidence-based that are proven that they do work, they're effective, they are short-term, and, you know, there's results at the end.
Absolutely. We need, like, a let's talk about a glossary, so when we say evidence-based, you can just flip to the page.
Exactly. And, what do they mean?
Cool. Anyway, but if you're a long-time listener, you got that.
Yeah, well,
a lot of what we do at Behavioral Health is evidence-based.
What we do is that we're trying to use our taxpayers' money effectively. You know, we're no longer doing things that they don't work. And our director has, you know, that's made a point of that, is that whatever we do and we provide, it's being effective, it's proven. And because, you know, we are funded through taxpayers.
Absolutely. So we are talking about our anxiety and depression clinic specialized model, cognitive behavioral therapy for depression. And we are joined today by Laura Lugo. She's a mental health counselor for behavioral health. And then she's a marriage and family therapist intern.
Hello, Scott and Maria.
Hey, welcome aboard.
Welcome back.
Yes, thank you.
Wait, how many hours this week? How close are you to getting licensed now?
I'm very close. I'm getting up to my 2,000 mark, and I'm already preparing to take my first test, which is a law and ethics exam. I'm in the studying stages, and I actually today sent off my request to take the exam. So now I'm just going to wait for BBS to give me the...
BBS as the
Board of Behavioral Sciences through the state of California, and waiting for them to give me the approval so that I can schedule my exam.
Nice. Are you getting a sense of closure? Are you getting a sense of kind of like the journey to getting licensed? I can kind of see that the final exit here.
That's what we were talking about at lunch today, that the light at the end of the tunnel is getting...
You get a glimpse there. You can see that.
And we've been talking about that, starting the studying phase of taking the law and ethics, because there's two exams that we have to take for MFT to get licensed, and the first one is the law and ethics, the second one is the clinical, where we're doing the vignettes and, you know, outcomes. And just starting the studying, once I bought the program, I started getting, you know, anxiety and catastrophizing and the whole unhealthy thinking. But once I started the program, it was, you know, hey, I blew it all out of proportion. And it's not as hard as I thought it was going to be. It's been pretty good.
Is it like PS90 core muscle hard? I mean, is it...
The insanity?
Yeah. Okay.
No. The PS90. No. We're talking about Pete.
Oh, you're going way back. No. I can do it at my own pace, and I need 100% attention. So with my two little ones, I have to be sure they're put in bed and tucked away, and then I can focus on my studies.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.